Do you know what you want for Christmas?
A cute toy.
No, I just want my family back.
That's what I want for Christmas.
We'll see what Santa can do, okay?
It's Christmas, so be of good cheer.
Merry Christmas.
Tis the season to watch telly on Channel 4. Stream now.
Today you hear how one woman actually healed after infidelity, not just survived it, and rebuilt joy using spirituality, daily wellness, and practical boundaries. Stay tuned to the end for five things that you could do to start this week. Now, if this helps you, the advisor with Stacey Chalemi on Apple, Spotify, and you can also subscribe to our YouTube channel at Stacey Chalemi Advisor. It helps more women find real healing tools. So we welcome you to do that. Now, my guest today is Jessica Bracci. She is from the Magnetic Soul Healing. She helps women heal from betrayal and step back into their power. Now, welcome so much, Jessica. I am so excited to have you here. You know, I just want to jump right into it. If you have anything to tell anybody about yourself, share it now, because I can't wait to jump into this podcast.
Yeah, thank you so much, Stacey, for inviting me onto your podcast. And thank you, listeners and fans for listening. Take a seat and relax. And I hope to make you laugh and bring a little bit more joy to your life. But to just quickly introduce myself, I'm Jessica Bracci. I know the last name is a little bit different. I'm founder of EcoCulture. I am a native Spanish speaker. I may not look like it, but I also identify as a shapeshifter, a healer, an artist, an athlete, and an entrepreneur. Just a little accreditation for my background. I have been a registered nurse for about almost not 20 years. I was gonna say 20 years, but not long, 10 years. But I've worked I'm on my walking treadmill as well. I've worked in a variety of areas throughout ICU, ER, med-surg throughout the US. And I've seen a grand scheme of illnesses and injuries and traumas. And over the past 5 years, I have completely transformed my life, beginning from being hopeless, depressed, and in complete despair to a lot more joyful, physically strong and healthy, and just way more connected to life and to my source. So thank you again so much, Stacey, for having me on here.
Oh, you're very welcome. I love this. Now, let's start where most people really are. When you have discovered infidelity, what was the first wave, like the shock, anger, grief?
Well, shock, of course. I've experienced infidelity several times in my life. As a child, you know, it happened between my parents, and that's what kind of caused them to split up and caused a lot of turmoil in our home. Pain and sadness, you know, and it was out of the second time I experienced it, with a partner that I had after a 10-year marriage, which happened in my 10-year marriage. The second time I thought I was strong and I thought I could do it. It wasn't, you know, I didn't think it was ever going to happen to me again, but then it was like, boom, it just happened. I was on a business trip out of town, and it just was like a quick kind of weekend thing. And it made me think, you know, why is it that I feel this way? Why am I so distraught because of someone else's actions? You know, I don't feel torn apart. And it was a very wild experience the second time around, because literally the next day I woke up and I couldn't walk. And you know, I've had a lot of injuries in my life, which thankfully I have not only survived and recovered from, but I've thrived since the injuries that I've experienced. That pain reactivated some of, you know, the nerves that were injured in my spine. Mm. And it took me back to that physically. It took me back to a very painful place. So that was like God kind of sitting me down and like saying, hey, you need to get more connected with yourself. And that is where I developed the Uncheated Code. I have, you know, I am a founder of EcoCulture. That's a huge focus of mine, but I'm also a founder of the Uncheated Code. And it is specifically, I created it for women, because I don't like hearing women, you know, experiencing this pain that is we don't have to go through it. You know, it is painful to end relationships and to go through these things of betrayal, but we don't have to. There's another way of doing it. And I don't mean to be like toxic positivity or anything. I'm about honoring. You know, I learned to honor myself deeply, and I learned to connect with myself in different ways and to move on. And it's not always about forgiveness. It's not the first step. It is a part of it. It naturally comes, but that's not something I like to push at first. I really like to push for myself, especially. Number one is when I feel pain, look inside and connect with myself and my source and my body and seeing where I can soften that. That was good. I don't know if that was brief enough or just.
I love it. Now, what was the moment that you said, I am not going to let this define me? What shifted in your life?
Me, you know, I've had so many stages in my life. I've experienced multiple lives in my current physical life. And with the wisdom that I have taken from the traumas that I've experienced, it has guided me to realize how much longer do I want to sit in this pain? How much longer do I want to feel terrible about myself? And question myself, why do I feel unworthy? And then it took me back down a line to my childhood where I was, you know, left alone by my parents. I was ignored. I was abused in my home. I experienced things where I was unloved in my childhood. And I would sit with myself as a child, the way I am now, in meditation and give her comfort, my little self, and take her out of that situation. Not, you know, neglecting or pretending like something didn't happen, recognizing it, honoring it, but also taking my child self to a place of fun and more freedom instead of that kind of stuck box of this is the way I feel. This is, you know, it feelings are not forever. They're not a lasting thing. And since I have been on just this personal mission of mine towards emotional mastery and contributing back to the earth. And I said that at the beginning because this is what it is confined within. Okay. And a part of healing that I've discovered for myself is that I must take responsibility for the way I feel. Because no one, no amount of money, no person, no amount of materialistic things will make me everlastingly feel suffice or sufficient or secure. No amount of things or people will make me feel that way. And that's what I found through having all of those things. And me just having this internal desire to and wish for emotional independence.
I love that. Now, a lot of women ask, is healing actually possible? From your experience, is it?
Yes, it is totally possible. And it really, from my personal experience, you know, I have not experienced every single thing. I can't write a book about every single thing, and I can't say every single right thing for every single person. But from what I have gone through, you know, I'm not a mother at this moment. And I was not tied to property. The property that I owned was mine. It was under my name. And I know there's women that can have, you know, a messy situation where they have properties and or they don't have a career or, you know, they have kids with this person. It looks different for every single person. But it is completely possible no matter what situation you're in, no matter who you are, no matter how many kids or properties or whatever you have, no matter the complexities, it is possible. And the way that I have found to see the light and healing is with a higher power and sitting in nature, getting connected more with nature and focusing on building that contribution back towards Mother Earth.
I always feel more at peace when I am in nature. You know, when I am in nature, I feel so much more at peace. I could relate to that totally, totally. Now, when you combine wellness and spirituality, what did it actually look like for daily your healing routine? Like, how was it at the beginning?
A lot of tears and a lot of weakness I would feel. And I did the experience that I had of, having trouble walking afterwards. I did my own physical therapy because I have been through years of physical therapy. I've broken many bones in my life and done years of that. So, I would just go on YouTube for exercises or just do exercises every morning and really focus on that. And meditating before, I leave my house and really talking to anyone. Hopefully building a relationship with my higher power. And the things that I've learned through different teachings and different books that I've read and different studies that I've done about God is that no matter what is going on, no matter the severity, we are to focus on our relationship with the higher power. And there's just there, I've seen so many things from other people in terms of injuries, bones sticking out, organs sticking out, and trauma, gunshot wounds and stab wounds. And recovering from a disability myself, all of those emotional aspects, they're important, but the amount of pain that we put on it, I found there is a different way. It doesn't always have to be that painful. We can heal joyfully, and it sucks. It's difficult and it's hard. It hurts when we get rejected. But when we feel that pain of rejection and betrayal, there's something deeper than that. Because when we truly feel a love for ourselves, a connection with the higher power, those things don't really interfere with our internal thing. So I've created this thing called an internal oasis. And it is a place that I go to, that I can retreat to and focus on instead of all of that external noise, because we're in a world with a lot of shiny things, a lot of distractions, a lot of drama, but there's also a lot of joy behind that. There's a lot more peace, and there's a lot of peace is a lot easier to find in nature many times. Just don't go messing with bears or anything. If I live in Alaska sometimes, and I have an understanding and a respect for the bears that I encounter when I'm there. But every time I do, it's always peaceful. I go about my way, they go about their way. Understanding. I have to have this understanding. This is my code that I am responsible for the way I feel. And it definitely helps to have a loving relationship, a loving community that can communicate and that can express themselves. And another aspect is I do my best to be as unconditional as possible. And I attribute that knowledge from working as a nurse for so long and caring for people who are sick or injured, and they literally cannot care for themselves or do what they used to do for themselves. And just in that grace, because we're all just little humans on this earth, on this rock floating in space with billions and trillions of other galaxies and planets around us. So it's just like we're small. But we're in our own universe, and we have a universe within all of us. And if connecting with that internal world, I'm still learning to connect with that inner world. It's there though, and there are times, many times a day, that I can do that, and I do that. I'm super grateful for that. Did that answer your question?
Now, What did you deal with? The self-talk, not enough. What's wrong with me? Why wasn't I chosen loops? What went on, and how did you get over it?
Well, I started talking back to myself and telling myself that's not true. It is something that it's not something that just, ends. It's like the day we're born. We don't just stop. We don't just stop at being a baby. We're not just like a baby forever. We grow and we change. And that's just a natural process of life. I have to, I not that I have to, I get to constantly challenge myself and really work on myself. And some days are easier than others. It's just giving ourselves that break, giving, letting ourselves off the hook, stop scold like me, stop scolding myself, me stop holding this expectation. It's like if you do this, then you are bad. But that's not true. It's definitely took me to challenge myself and the thoughts that I had, say, that's not true. I don't believe that. And that really helped me shift my belief systems.
I love that. Now, what spiritual practices helped you come back into your body? Was it breath work or meditation or prayer or journaling?
Definitely those, definitely breath work and meditation, definitely work in my body, working out and and challenging my body, teaching my body new tricks and things. I didn't start working out until I was 31 or 32, and I wasn't flexible. But now I work out 5 days a week, and it's not just going to the gym. I'm an aerialist. I'm a dancer, so I'm very strong. I can dance in the air and do things up in the sky, which is super cool. I'm flexible. But another thing that has really helped is really paying attention to nature and touching soil. Aim to touch soil and composting. Since I started composting, I have cured my depression of 20 years. I have lost 30 pounds and I retired as well after I started composting. All of these things just kind of, and it's not just from compost, you retire. Compost, you lose weight. Compost, you become flexible. There are things that branch out, and so many things have branched out into my personal life that I never expected to transform to so much beauty and grace, a lot more grace. And I'm still in this modern world. I live in a downtown city in Arizona, and I go in between New York and Alaska, so I travel a lot, and I do, I'm an entrepreneur. I do all kinds of stuff with my life. I'm not in, a monastery or the forest by myself, which is a lot easier to find peace. There are things that we can do in this life, in this modern time that we're in. And it really comes down to our relationship with ourself and our relationship with other things. And a huge thing that helped me was self-reflection. Looking at things, how much time do I spend on my phone? How much time do I spend on Netflix? How much time do I sit in this feeling? And ever since then, I've just branched out to doing a lot of different things. Like, I don't even have a TV. I don't watch Netflix anymore. I don't spend a lot of time on my phone. I actually have two phones now. But one's a business phone, one's a personal phone. And my personal phone is a flip phone. And it's still a process. Like, it's a never-ending process, but it's a really beautiful journey. And like I said, some days are easier than others, but my experience, it's been a personal self-transformation with a higher power. And though that is something that has tremendously helped me, and I found that through, like you said, breath work, meditation, and really teaching my body new skills, and touching soil and putting food in the soil too, and or creating comp or soil with my compost, which has been a beautiful thing. And it's super easy to do in New York. I used to live in Brooklyn in Bed-Stuy, and I could just, or Crown Heights, I could just throw, some my food scraps into the compost chute outside in our garden, and it's soil the next day. And then you could use that soil to plant something. You could plant tomatoes, you want. But here in the desert, it's a little bit different. The soil is a little bit drier, but there's a way to connect with it. And by me focusing on those things, it has really helped me redirect my emotions and my personal experience. And there was a lot of work that I did before all of this. I read a lot of books, and some of the most profound books that I read, number one, The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. Do you know of that book?
No, I was going to see how it made an impact in your life.
Well, it's a short book, and if you want to listen to it on the audiobook, it's about 2.5 hours. You can honestly read it in a day, but I highly suggest reading it over time. I still like picking up this book, and I'll read it one chapter, one page at a time. And the author, Don Miguel, he is a physician, and he retired from, he was either a surgeon or a medical doctor of some kind. And he's a native man. He had, I don't remember the entire story of how he came to this realization, but he has this wisdom, native teachings of this tribe, the Toltec tribe. And they lived a certain way that is peculiar to nowadays. They were a lot more freer and peaceful, and they worked together. It's just a dream life, honestly, of just being free and not, trying to control others, allowing
Others, yeah.
others to be free. That's a personal, personally in my own life, that's something I believe that all of our struggles are God's way of trying to let them go to get closer to our higher power. And that control aspect and judgment of other people's is a huge aspect. So the four agreements are almost like practices, and they take time. The first time I read this book, this was 6 years ago, and that book helped me leave my marriage that I was in, a marriage of 10 years. And I didn't think I was ever going to be able to get out of it. And I was like, this is the way life is, and this is just the way it is. But after reading that book, I was started looking at myself, and I was like, wow, this isn't, I don't, I guess I don't have to do all these things or believe all these things, talk this way or act this way or expect other people to act a certain way. And it just gave me a lot of courage. The first agreement is be impeccable with your word. We talk about how words are spells. And the way that we speak can create our reality and can cast out certain energies, and it can call back in energy. And in the English language, it's a little bit, this language is a little bit programmed to be focused on the negative, in my opinion. But in Spanish, it's just like when someone sneezes, you say salud, which means health. Or buenos días, like good day. In English, good morning. Like, what are we mourning? So it's just, those are just little examples. The second agreement, I always get stuck. I always forget the second agreement. Be impeccable with your word. Don't take anything personal. Do your best. There's four agreements, and I always forget the second one. So you gotta look up the book and you gotta read it. I know it. And then The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle and work by Sadhguru have really, helped guide me to my, to me reflect for me to my personal truth. Because everyone's life experience is an individual experience. We are here on earth together, and we are to be collectively working together and peacefully alongside of each other. That may not be the case many times, and that's okay. But it's my profound belief that we are all to have a personal self internal transformation.
I
And
agree with
the solution to a lot of our problems and a lot of our pains in this world.
you. 100%. Now, what is there a there's the relationship, and then there's the nervous system. What helped your body start to feel safe again?
So there was a lot of, I have a lot of wit, knowledge of the human body, and I'm so grateful to choose a career in medicine that has taught me so much about the human body and so much about tissue and cells and all of our organs and their functions. Because the way that we treat our bodies, what we put into our bodies, can cause certain expressions. It looks different for every single person. Not every single person's body expresses the same exact way. It's like there's certain things like caffeine, the hours we sleep, the amount of screen time that we have, how we are we just sitting down all day. So a huge thing of, with the nervous system is that we are to get enough sleep. We are to have enough food, not too much, not too little. And we are to, I think it's so important to do a difference with temperature. A cold plunge and sauna. I had a sauna, but I sold it yesterday because it had some water damage. We had huge storms here, and so my sauna was torn apart. And I sold it to someone who has like woodwork and electrician experience. That's what I needed. But I have a cold plunge as well, and I may have another sauna soon. But I would get into my sauna a lot, and doing sauna and cold plunge literally was something. One of the first couple things, physical activities that helped me with that internal pain that I had from the loss of that relationship or the ending of that relationship. It wasn't a loss, it was actually a gain. And I couldn't see that at that moment, but it was for the best because the guy that I was with was not worth my time. But sauna and cold plunge really helped my body physically recover too and helped my nerves kind of reconfigure themselves. And watching the sunrise and sunset. These are holistic things that we can do that I did that really helped me heal. And I am a PhD candidate for metaphysics, which I say is it's a spiritual PhD. It's a doctorate from God. And it's, I have a medical background. I have accreditation for the work I've done in medicine. But metaphysics, it can't be, it's not, it's mystical, it's magical, it's mystical. And the studies that I've done with it, I have about a year and a half left of the studies. It just talks about the non-physical energetic side human beings. We are a substance of energy. We have certain things within our body like ATP, certain hormones that activate us waking and sleeping, like adenosine kind of helps wake us up. And if we drink coffee too early, that blocks some receptors. So then we're not as naturally wakeful. But us watching the sunrise helps us wake up. Us watching the sunset helps us sleep. There's certain temperatures that we can live in, and the things that do with our body that help us naturally regulate ourselves in this time with all the craziness around us. But the biggest thing is gratitude. One of
Oh,
the
100%.
biggest things. I have a really hard time. Let me backtrack a little bit. I had like a spiritual awakening like 3 years ago or 4 years ago, something like that. And it was just something that just kind of like happened. And it was my life, my brain, and my whole vision, or not vision, but just the way I see life just completely changed. And now, I used to be so, involved in like hearing people and me myself talking about my problems and hearing about trauma and just being like so involved with it. And now I have a really hard time hearing that and sitting in it because especially when someone is physically intact. When our bodies are physically intact and our health is intact, that we are the wealthiest people or person, And I'm saying this easier said than done. There are some, again, that are easier than others. And that's when we give ourselves grace. But realize, it's like I have to realize And I remind myself, it's like, it's going to be okay. And it's okay that I have negative emotions. We
Right.
have negative and positive aspects within us. It's natural. It's okay to
Yeah.
be negative.
A
But
100%.
I personally like to do it alone. I like to keep my negativity to myself.
Right. Yeah, very true. Now, what's the one thing women should stop doing because it keeps the wound open? And what should they do instead?
Stop doing. I think that personally, what I've experienced in my personal life, the best thing that helped me was stop talking about it. Stop thinking about it. And it's, again, easier said than done. And some days are easier than others. There is nothing wrong with doing things that represent wellness. You know, there's nothing wrong with putting on a movie that makes you laugh. And I think it's so important to do, I do my best to be present as much as possible and to have as much regard for myself. And respect for myself and respect for other people, and really know what I prefer, and know that it's okay to have to protect ourselves. I think it's, I used to not think it was okay to stick up for myself. Now I know how to stick up for myself. I know how to have boundaries and be clear with people. And I'm very kind. I'm not nice. I'm kind. And kindness is not always nice. So it's very important to stop being nice and stop talking about the situation and do your best to take your mind to a different place. Gardening or composting. Like I said, I lost 30 pounds since I started composting.
That's
It
amazing.
there is things that branch out from that, but because there's so many things that we can turn to, it's not, social media is not terrible. If you have your feed curated to have that shows you positive messages and that shows you things that give you relief, that's okay. But ev anything and every single thing can be in excess. But I think it's best to learn to dance, to learn some kind of art form. Start working with art, creating art, creating something. We are creators as human beings. And every single thing on this earth was created because God put ideas in our minds to create it, and we were able to. And it's been such a beautiful thing. And we're in a time of such comfortability, but yet I was so miserable, and I look around and I see so many people are miserable too. And I question, why am I miserable? And why are so many other people miserable as well? And it's because of that connection, lack of connection. And it's maybe too much consuming, too much complaining, too much focus on what is not working. Gratitude can come in little bits. I tend to sometimes. Not sometimes, I do this a lot. I look at, well, my toilet flushes. My toilet could be exploding with stuff that I don't want it to be exploding with, but it's not. I thought, and I would, I'd be freaking out maybe. I would, I don't think I don't know how I would react if my toilet exploded, but that would be a crappy situation to be in. Little things, those are all things many people have easy access to. In this world, there's places where it's like that. And
Very true.
that's just, it's giving back to the earth and also giving back to people. Doing our best to take our focus off of that situation that brings us so much pain. It's not just sweeping it under the rug. I think it's very important to spend time alone in silence without anything on, without TV on, without all these other things on, and really sit in meditation and connect with the higher power. And that is the best and easiest done in nature.
Now, how do you know whether to stay or rebuild or reverse heal and release? Like, what questions should women ask themselves?
In a relationship, I always think if there's that many issues, if you're asking yourself that, and that, leave that relationship. Relationships are supposed to be beautiful. They're supposed to be fun. And
Yes,
they're supposed to
100%.
be loving the, whether someone, is straight or gay or whatever, trans, whatever their identification is with, that is absolutely fine. No matter who they are with,
Yeah.
relationships with other human beings, it's supposed to be loving, especially when we're that close. If we're sharing
Right.
our body, we're sharing our emotions, we're sharing our space with them, it must be fun. There must be laughter and joy and, satisfaction, just
Yeah.
joy. There must be
Yeah.
these, and I didn't get to experience that up until a year and a half ago. My current boyfriend, he is so amazing, and it's been, God has been trying to get us together for years, and it's
Right.
wild. That's a whole another podcast episode, my relationship with him, but it's a beautiful relationship. There's of course quirks and things that nothing's perfect, but we have to, I personally, this is my goal, is to do my best to let things go, but also, have this practice. This is my practice, and this is what I allow, and this is what I don't allow in my life. And
Right.
really focus on the joys in life, because I do not know my last moment. I do not know
Yeah.
when I'm gonna die, because life, and Mr. Death can just snatch you up real
Yep.
quick. And
Oh,
I've,
yeah.
having experienced multiple physical injuries and other traumas in my life, it just happened unexpectedly. And it was
Yeah.
because of my vibration that I was emanating out.
Yeah.
And those, I experienced those because those were lessons that I needed to learn. And I don't know if
Yes.
I would have learned what I know now without those lessons. And
Right.
everything always takes me back to God and to nature.
Yeah.
Sitting in nature, listening to the birds, watching the how the wind moves leaves, smelling how soil smells, and just observing nature. You don't You can learn volumes of information just by observing nature and
Oh, yeah.
sitting in silence with the natural sounds that are around us. And there's some
Oh, yeah.
places that are hard to do that, like in New York City and other cities, Chicago, some other places like LA. I've lived in all of those places. It's a lot of noise
Yeah.
there. But underneath all of that, it's there. And when we search for that within ourselves, things naturally get magnetized towards us. And
Yes.
experiences and people come into our lives through that. But for
100%.
relationships, if someone's asking themselves that question, that's me. Personally, what I would do, is I would end that relationship, but that's not, I'm
Right.
not, everyone's not me. Biggest thing is I encourage people to think for themselves.
Yes.
Themselves. And
Yes.
changes can be scary, but changes will naturally happen no matter what. And when we make those courageous decisions, if I didn't make that courageous decision to end the marriage that I was in, I would not be where I'm at. I would not be who I am today, and I would not have the healing that I've had. I would probably still be depressed and
Right.
very unhappy. In a lot of self-loathing, a lot of depression and self-hatred, and just suicidal as well. And it's
Yeah.
not like that anymore. I am very strong and healthy now, and still working on myself, but I give myself that grace for just being human.
Yeah. That's wonderful. Now, how did you reconnect with joy? Things that were just, for you, not about the relationship.
There, I am very grateful for the career that I got to have as a nurse, because that's a whole different circus. Western medicine and working in hospitals, that's like being in a gang. You get beat up when you go
Yeah.
in there. It's a crazy world. But remembering, I don't forget a lot of things. I remember a little too much, and I think a little too much too, but I don't forget the painful experiences I've been through, and I
Right.
remember them because I'm not in those anymore. And
Yeah.
working in a hospital and seeing people with physical really very difficult physical illnesses and injuries. You know, it just makes me think it's like, wow, you know, so like having so much compassion for them and realizing like I am not in that situation, but I'm here as a help, you know, I'm here to help, I'm here to serve, but I get to go home and I don't know if I'm gonna make it home. Every moment is an opportunity. Every breath is an opportunity to find the joy of existence. You know, before we were born, we were this source, we were part of source, and we decided to come into this world. We decided to come to this earth to experience the physical, because in the spirit world, we don't have any physical stuff. It's just maybe gas. I don't know what it is. It's just energy of some kind. It's a very beautiful long explanation and story behind my realization in that. But because of my understanding of science and the human body, I thought about I have billions of cells within my body, and all of my cells are working for me. All of my organs and all of my tissue, all of these things within me want me to be alive. And then there's billions of people on this earth, and they all have individually billions of cells within them. And then we have all these plants everywhere, and animals and slugs and insects, and they have all these little billions of little, even smaller stuff within them. And it's like there's on a mathematical level, equation, if you were to compare the amount of feelings of or intention of negativity to positivity, there's a lot more things positively in our favor in this life. And the fact that I can walk and that I can breathe on my own and that I get to take a step, I get to breathe and do all of these things on my own. You know, some days are easier than others. A lot of noise in this world, but it's swifting through that noise and connecting with that source, which is that every step is a journey. That may seem a little bit vague and broad, but being, I lived in a, so I live in Alaska sometimes, and I spend the summers there. You know, I live in the desert. It's super hot over here where I'm at. So I go up there in the summers. It's very beautiful. It's not snow year round there. And sometimes I get to live in a cabin in the middle of the woods on top of a mountain when I'm there. And I did 2 summers ago. And I spent a lot of time in nature. I got to see a lot of bears and elks and slugs. I saw so many slugs. And I would just sit looking out my window, but I would also go outside and observe trees and their leaves and the animals that would come about. It was all peaceful. And this idea just, you know, kind of came to my mind. And it, you know, to better understand, it was like the Holy Spirit came to me. Me realize this, that even through all of this, these beliefs and thoughts that I feel pain about, or that other people feel pain about, that I find to be difficult, there is something beneath that, underneath those levels. And through the metaphysical studies that I've done, I've learned about studies from other metaphysicians, about Carl Jung. I don't know if you know who Carl Jung is. He was a psychologist, I believe. I'm not sure about his entire accreditation, so please forgive me. But he did an analysis of the human brain and our, in comparison with our psychology. And there are just different levels of our mind. And the further that you go, you would strip yourself of this personality, of these identifications of that I'm this, I identify with this career, I identify with this culture, I identify with this amount of money, whatever it be. You go down and there's something deeper underneath of who you are, of who I am. And another big thing I like to focus on is being authentic. And authenticity is the one of the highest vibrations we can have as just human beings, is when we're authentic and we don't care about, not saying that we don't care about people, but that we're just not worried about other people's opinions. Because a lot of things that I've realized in my life that I've been afraid to do and to say were because I was afraid. I was afraid of what others would think, what how others would react, and just the reaction of other people. It was a lot of. So that's another thing. It's just getting to those deeper layers, stripping ourselves of all of the. It's a journey. It's still kind of. I'm like, it's up in the air. It's there, and from where I began 5 years ago, it's tremendous change. I don't know, I don't hear very many people say how they naturally cure their depression. And I just want to scream at the top of the mountain that I did. And I'm just like, oh, it's and after this, after realizing this stuff, I'm like, it doesn't have, I realize all the things that all the struggles and pain that I went through, and I didn't have to experience that. It's okay to experience pain. It's okay to feel bad. There's nothing wrong with that, but there's a different way. And I do my best. Again, some days are easier than others, but I really do my best to be present and to be focused on my connection with source and my dreams and my goals. And my honestly, it's just like I just want to be happy, and I want to make other people around me happy. I want to make people laugh.
100%.
I want people to feel like they can express themselves, and to create. Like a big focus. Something that I still kind of get caught into is, with a lot of my lady friends, it's just sitting around and talking. And I'm just like, can we create something? Can we paint something? Or can we like write a song or like play music? I have all these instruments in my house and like all this, I have so much art in my house, and I'm just like, let's create, let's do something, or let's do something, or let's make a dance. And when I start doing those things more often, and that I have, and the more that I laugh and the more joy that I experience, the better things get around me. And even the things like a little heavy, they just don't seem that heavy anymore.
That's amazing. Now, Jessica, listeners were promised five concrete actions. Would you share five things that they could do this week to start moving from hurting to healing?
Well, it looks different for everyone, but stop believing your thoughts. Do meditation breath work. Love on yourself. Look in the mirror and say a lot of gratitude things for yourself. Focus on gratitude and begin practicing for the splits. Honestly, gaining that skill of, it's like I'm flexible now. I can do the splits. I can do it anytime, any place. I almost got kicked out of the Empire State Building because I did it on top of their ledge or whatever. It was safe. Like there's a fence. They're freaking out about it. But those things, flexibility and gratitude and more focus and more like love for myself and stretching my body, really, and challenging my thoughts too. Because it's like we can. I realize that I imprison myself and that I don't have to be. I am the gatekeeper, the security guard to the prison that my mind can go into. And I've learned to unlock that. and that we don't have to, that I don't have to, right? No one else has to really be
Right.
in suffering.
Exactly. Exactly. I love that. Now, tell us some of the services and products that you offer.
Yeah, of course. So I created this thing called EcoCulture, and EcoCulture is about composting and trash reduction. I have a website, it's that ecoculture.org, but EcoCulture is spelled EcoCulturr. So there's no, instead of the E, it's an R at the end. So two R's at the end, ecoculture.org. And on there, I have different compost bins, a variety of compost bins that you can have in your yard or that you can have inside. And I know not everyone has a yard and they may live in a big city, but there are community gardens, but you can have indoor compost things and you can start. Just got to start where you're at right now. Part of that, I do have something, a checklist for how to start reducing your trash. That's
Okay.
a free thing. I haven't published it yet, but it will be available on my website. I have a YouTube channel as well. It's the same as X spelling at EcoCulture with two R's at the end, no E. That's just available, just a checklist on how to reduce your trash and how to start composting,
Yeah.
which is a big part of trash reduction is composting. Another thing that I created is called the Uncheated Code. It is an 8-week course for ladies or theys, thems, anyone that identifies with the feminine. And it, I suggest it to be done over 3 months, but it can be completed in 8 weeks. And they are holistic and metaphysical practices that I personally did that helped me fully get over infidelity within 3 months. And
Wow.
this was completely unexpected. I didn't even think it was possible, but because I did these certain practices and shifted things within myself, it changed and it helped me heal. So I just really wanted to share that with as many women as possible and to just spread the joy. And there's a community that is involved with it. It's only $33. $33. You can easily access it. It comes with the community. Again, I am there. You're not alone doing this. I also have a coaching business. It is a holistic coaching business for women. Again, it's Magnetic Soul Healing, and that's the hashtag for YouTube, and the website is magneticsoulhealing.org. I offer group coaching for women to empower themselves and to improve their health through holistic practices, flexibility training, and nutrition counseling. So it's like a little combination package. If you have any questions, you can reach out to me on either my websites or emails. YouTube, you can write me a comment. I don't really know how to chat on YouTube, but just comments. Oh, it's my big personal journey for me to on this emotional mastery and to
Yeah.
contribute to Mother Earth and to guide other women to their own truth. You know, this is my
Yeah.
truth. And if this fits for you, then awesome. Come along, follow me, whatever. You know,
Right.
be next to me. You know, it's we can do this together. But
Right.
it's so important that we realize, all of us in the world, men and women and children, everyone, how important we are and how short our lives are. And our lives are supposed to be lived with much more joy than suffering. And it's okay to suffer, but suffering can be a choice many times. And it's just very important to be kind to each other and to laugh and to joke and make light of a lot of things in this life, because this life can be confusing and it can be really weird. But we just got to
Yeah.
make life, we got to make joke. We have to joke about all of these things, you know? It's got to lighten up a little bit and give ourselves a little break from all of everything that we demand and expect from ourselves and what everything demands and expects from from us from the outside, you know. But I just thank you so much. It was such an honor being here and I really appreciate your time. And I'm available. I'm accepting clients right now. So please reach out and I would love to hear what's going on.
And should they go to that website? Because I know you have two websites. Is that the best website? What's the best website for the coaching?
MagneticSoulHealing.org. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. I love it.
three
This is
things that I do. So eco culture, the Uncheated Code, and magnetic soul healing.
I love it. This has been amazing. I thank you so much, Jessica, for being on the show. You
You.
have such a whirlwind of resilience and wisdom, and I'm so glad that you're sharing with so many people. So, so many people go through infidelity and they blame it on themselves, or they just feel so hurt. They don't know how to get over the hurt. And so I'm so glad you're doing what you're doing. And you took something that happened to you and you were able to learn how to overcome it. And you got over the hump, and now you're helping others. So I give you kudos, and I thank you so much for what you're doing. You're amazing. You're
Thank you
so.
so much. I appreciate, yeah, thank you again.
Oh, you're very welcome. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too.